This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Vietnam today inked several MOUs in the fields of digital technology, rare earths, medical products regulation, public sector audit, digital payment system, and culture and tourism. The agreements were signed following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Vietnam Thu Lam in New Delhi this afternoon. During the talks, both the leaders held wide-ranging discussions across the spectrum of bilateral relations. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the two countries today decided to elevate bilateral ties to enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership.
आज हम अपने संबंधों को एनहेंस कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर पर ले जा रहे हैं। अब हम अपनी साझेदारी को और ऊंचे लक्ष्यों की ओर अग्रसर करेंगे। कल्चर, कनेक्टिविटी और कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग के साथ साथ सिक्योरिटी, सस्टेनेबिलिटी और सप्लाई चेन रेजिलियंस, हर क्षेत्र में हमारा सहयोग नए स्तर पर पहुंचेगा। फ्रेंड्स, भारत और वियतनाम का बायलेटरल ट्रेड पिछले एक दशक में डबल होकर 16 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है। 2030 तक इसे 25 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं।
Mr. Modi said India's agriculture, fisheries and animal products will also see smoother exports to Vietnam. He said to boost financial connectivity, today both sides have decided to enhance cooperation between the central banks. The Prime Minister said India's UPI and Vietnam's fast payment system are also going to be linked soon. He said both sides share a common outlook in the Indo-Pacific region as well. Mr. Modi said India is grateful to Vietnam for strongly condemning the Pahalgam terror attack and standing with the people of India in the fight against terrorism. President Thu Lam said that Vietnam attaches great importance to the outcome of 50 years of relations with India as well as 10 years of the comprehensive strategic partnership. The government has informed that domestic LPG distribution across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor. During the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that amidst the West Asia crisis, the government is making all-out efforts to ensure 100% supply of domestic LPG to the consumers for cooking and up to 70% to consumers of commercial cylinders. With regard to natural gas, the Joint Secretary informed that about 6,31,000 new PNG connections have been gasified and infrastructure has also been created for an additional 2.67 lakh connections. She said so far 6,93,000 consumers are registered for PNG connections. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Upesh Kumar Sharma has said that all Indian seafarers continue to remain safe in the region, with no incidents involving Indian-flagged vessels reported in the past 48 hours. India and the European Union have launched a 169 crore rupee joint initiative to strengthen EV battery recycling capacity under the Inter-EU Trade and Technology Council Working Group 2. Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Ajay Kumar Sood, said this launch is a pivotal moment in the India-EU strategic partnership. In Tamil Nadu, political parlays to form a new government under Tamaraga Vetri Karagam or TVK founder C. Joseph Vijay has intensified as his party is short of the majority figure of 118. Tamil Nadu Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar reached Chennai from Kerala this afternoon. Interacting with media, he said that he had received an email stating that TVK, which has won 108 constituencies, has sought an appointment with him. Party had also requested 2 weeks to prove its majority in the letter. The governor added that after receiving the formal letter staking claim to form the government, he will take a decision within a day or two on inviting TVK to form the government. In another development, a section of elected MLAs from AIADMK wants the party leadership to support TVK. Congress, which has 5 MLAs, has decided to support TVK. And benchmark domestic equity indices surged over 1% today amid hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. BSE Sensex climbed 941 points to close at 77,959. Nifty rose 298 points to settle at 24,331. And that is the end of this news bulletin.